We pray. Lord God, guide us in our journey through life using your word as our roadmap. Amen. Tomorrow is December 7th. It marks the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So began our involvement in World War II. Many of the nation's leaders wanted to stay out of the war, but the bombing of Pearl Harbor silenced the voices of dissent. December 7th was a day of infamy that had to be answered in kind, bomb for bomb, bullet for bullet. And so it went for the next 4 years. Thousands giving their lives to stop Japan and Germany and Italy from trying to take control of the whole world. At the end, it took the horror of two atomic bombs to put in Japan on their knees in surrender. A day of infamy. It certainly unleashed a storm of devastation and death. It is estimated that 60 million people died, soldiers as well as civilians. 60 million. If you'd lay them side by side, they would stretch around the world. Can anything compare with this appalling monument to the grandiose pride of a few inflated egos who wanted to dominate the world? Can anything compare with that? Thousands of years ago, there was another day of infamy, of hideous evil. So horrible was that day that it makes World War II seem minor. On that day, the ego of one woman and the stupidity of one man set in motion such an annihilation of human life that it has resulted in the deaths of not 60 million, but 60 billion people so far. You know the woman and you know the event. One act of disobedience brought death upon all people of all time, all because she wanted to be something more than what she was. Truly, this was a day of monumental infamy. And on that same day began God's involvement in the salvation of mankind. On that same day, God made a speech, the effects of which infinitely transcend the effects of Franklin Roosevelt's speech. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Our government sent 16 million soldiers into battle. God sent one. 300,000 soldiers died to free the world of the scourge of tyrannical dictators. One man died to free the world of death itself. These days, the sounds of Christmas music can be heard everywhere. Everything seems to be building up to the celebration of the birth, the human birth of God. That child in the manger, he is God. Yes, the one that God sends is his own son. The one man that died is Jesus. And Jesus is God. Jesus the Christ, true God and true man. Jesus was sent as the one soldier who would wage war against all of the spiritual forces of the world and hell. Men and devils fought fiercely against him, even to the point of inflicting upon him the death of crucifixion. Now, in all other wars, when a man dies, he ceases to have any impact on the course of the conflict. But this man's death resulted in the total and permanent defeat of all the enemies. Sin, Satan, death, and hell. And rising again from the dead, he took his throne in the heavens and now rules over all things and has a very definite impact on the course of events. And he has a big impact on you and me. Once we were in the ranks of the enemy, futilely fighting in a losing battle, well, a battle that had already been lost. And then Jesus entered our lives with the gospel. And with the sword of the Spirit, he cut away the chains of sin that kept us bound in Satan's ranks. He delivered us who, through fear of death, were all our lifetime in subjection to this bondage. All over the world, wherever the Christmas gospel is proclaimed, our great conqueror is swinging the sword and freeing sinners. He who died is alive, and he is sharing his victory with us. Yes, there was a day of catastrophic infamy, but God rallied his forces and defeated the enemies. Not everybody knows this. Not everyone knows that his sins have been forgiven and that the doors of heaven are open for him. What can we do about that? When World War II was over, there were celebrations all over this country. People openly showed their joy. Then, our country reached out to help the defeated nations. Not gloating over our victory, we actually shared the fruits of our victory with them. God grant unto us such hearts that will cause us to openly show our joy in the victory that we have in Christ. And to do this not only at Christmas, and not only in church, but all the time and everywhere. In this way, we will be sharing the fruits of our victory with those who see us and hear us. And who knows? Maybe one day Christ will use you as he wields the sword of the Spirit and sets somebody else free. We pray. O Lord Jesus, as we prepare to celebrate your birthday, help us to celebrate in every phase of our lives. Help us to share your victory with others. Amen. Hymn 360, verses 2, 4, and 6.